This series is about the disappearance of something. Religious faith. It's the story of what is often referred to as atheism. The history of the growing conviction that God doesn't exist. Given the fact that so many recent history programs have all the resources of dramatic reconstruction, not to mention computer-generated animations, I should perhaps warn you that what you're not going to see in this program is anything that you might be tempted to think of as walking with atheists. I will not be seen leaning over a balcony like this, watching René Descartes nibbling his quill while he struggles with the problem of mind-brain duality. And there will be no blurred, slow-motion shots of people making leaps of faith or failing to do so. Well, first of all, because I think such dramatizations are somewhat vulgar and they're inappropriate.
Gaze into this crystal and you will behold a few of them.
And in any case, I think such an approach supposes that from the vantage point of a time machine, I'd be able to look down fondly upon individuals who are clearly antecedents of people like myself, who had to go through the penalties, dangers, and risks of atheism, whilst I could luxuriate in the achievements which they won unknowingly on my behalf. No, in looking backwards, we will not find people who are the counterparts of those of us today who enjoy the luxury of thoughtless disbelief.
All the same, while these programs may reveal how the doctrines and dogmas of religious faith have been called into question, I suppose that the doctrines and dogmas of modern television require me to present you with a trailer of what you have in store.
Is God willing to prevent evil, but not able? Then he is not omnipotent. Is he able, but not willing? Then he is malevolent.
In making this series, I've inevitably discovered that the history of faith and doubt is a great deal more complicated than it might seem.
Is God both able and willing? Then whence cometh evil? Is he neither able nor willing? Then why call him God?